Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. Before we start, I want to just give a couple of quick shout outs. The first one goes to Miss Bree, who was on last week's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule for joining me. I really, really do appreciate that, and I hope you come back. The next goes to Raven and Chris. Thank you so much, Raven, for putting me on like your Instagram story and everything. And to Chris for saying, she sounds so sweet and nice. Who is this lady? It made me laugh and it made me feel really good that I sound, you know, really sweet and everything. I appreciate that. And he also said, look at Jen giving us the facts. Yes, I really do try to give y'all something, you know, because you never know, you might be on Jeopardy one day and you might have to pull that out the back of your head and be like, damn, Jen did tell me about that Hell's Bar Dam and the whirlpools they have. So thank you, Chris. Thank you for acknowledging my efforts. Also, thank you to the rest of my friends who have been going out their way, telling people about the show and posting everything about me. I really do appreciate it. And I also appreciate each one of y'all who gives me a listen every week. And even if this is your first time listening to me, I really appreciate it. Thank you so, so much. I hope everyone had a super fun, exciting, and safe Halloween. Whether you went out with your friends all dressed up, you handed out candy, you went trick-or-treating with your kids, or you just kind of sat home and chilled and watched movies, I hope you enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed my weekend. I dressed up as Cleopatra. She was real cute and scandalous. I was really living my best life in that outfit. I kind of want to wear it again just for the hell of it. Now, y'all, I really want to tell you about this costume I want to do. I have like this idea for a super sexy costume. Now, I've been trying to do this for 5 years, so don't judge me. Do not judge me on how long it's taking me. It's just the fact that I cannot find it, like anything to even like remotely make this costume. Now, I have sketches of it because when I first wanted to do it, I was going to order it. Now, it's a guy, so obviously, you know, the clothes are going to be big and I was going to have to like tailor it and like cut it and everything. And I was really going to just make the pants into a skirt. But I cannot find it. I never can find it. I try every year to like find the outfit and I just can't. Now, I can find the accessories, no problem. But I still need to like the outfit. So I've been trying to like piece together things, but I just can't find anything that just even remotely resembles it or anything that I just feel like would just work in like replacement of certain things. Like it, I don't know. It's, I just can't find it. Like I even went to like look at fabric and everything and I was like, I'm gonna start from scratch and I just can't find anything that looks like, you know, what it is. So y'all, I'm gonna eventually do it and I can't wait until I do. I guess I'm gonna just have to like start in like July and look or something. I don't know, but knowing me, I probably won't think about it until like after my birthday, which is like the end of September. So yeah, that's why I was Cleopatra this year, because I could not find anything to help me piece together my outfit. And I will tell you who it is, but I don't want y'all heifers or men's to try to steal my idea, because then we will have some words. But y'all, but really, like once I do this, I think it's gonna be the cutest costume ever. I just really need to like take time to make it. But other than that, there's nothing, you know, wrong with the prepackaged outfits. They're great. I mean, that Cleopatra outfit was really cute. I had time to find something else, but I really didn't know what I wanted it to be. So, you know how it is. It's just Halloween. It's one day. It ain't hurting me to not be the character I want to be. You know, whatever. But y'all, I just want to talk about the trick-or-treaters this year. It was really funny to me. Like, these kids are hilarious. Now, I want to say this. Now, I know it's a pandemic, so I was not expecting a lot of kids. Before, you know, COVID and everything, I would see like 200 plus kids on Halloween. And then last year, I probably saw 50 kids. And this year, you know, I was obviously expecting more because I live in Tennessee. First of all, Governor Lee, he don't give a shit about nothing. He don't care about no mask, no nothing, about no safety, whatever. So these folks down here do not care. You can go into Walmart, nobody got no mask on. I mean, you just, it irks my soul. Like, anywhere you go, there's no mask. There's no, like, you go in a restaurant, they don't have no mask on. Like, me and, like, my family or my friends, like, we're probably, like, the only people that'll have them on. Like, you go in a restaurant, besides the workers, like, you know, they'll have them on. Other than that, it's whatever to them. So, obviously, I expected more people. And, y'all, why do people not want their kids to get more than one piece of damn candy? Now, when I was little, we didn't have no limit. Like, when you went, you know, like, unless the people handed you the candy or they had left the bowl out and it was like, take one or two pieces or whatever. But there was never really like a limit. And that was just like a general rule for like everybody. Like, no one's parents told them to like just grab one piece. Like, now kids will come up and they'll grab like one piece and walk off, or their parents will be like, make sure you only take one. Make sure you only take one. Let me tell y'all something. I don't eat sweets, so I don't want this shit in my house because it will sit there and sit there and sit there and sit there and sit there. Like, I just don't care. Like, the only sweets I really eat are, like, sour stuff. Like, the little, what are those, Airhead things, you know, with the citric acid or whatever it is. I love those. I'll eat stuff like that, like gummy worms and stuff. Cool, like, I'll eat those. But when it comes to, like, chocolate, I really don't do it. I might eat a Snickers every now and then, take like a couple bites and throw it in the freezer and forget about it. If I do eat chocolate, it's mainly white chocolate. So like the cookies and cream Hershey's bar, I'll eat a couple pieces of those, or the white chocolate Reese's. Like, I'll take one of the circles and like I'll eat half of it and, you know, put the rest in the freezer or something. So yeah, I don't do candy or anything like that. So please let your kids take more than one piece. These kids would like grab one and I'm like, you can take more than that. Like, I would be like begging them to take it. Like, y'all come get this. I do not want this in my house because there's no point of having it. And this one little boy, let me tell you, y'all, I was like, it shocked me because I ain't never heard nothing like this in my life. So he was like kind of digging through the candy bowl looking, and he was like, I'm trying to find something that doesn't have food coloring. Now, what the fuck? Y'all, I never in my life, never in my 26 years of living have I heard a kid come up and be like, I'm trying to find something of food coloring. So I was like, what the fuck? So he winds up getting a payday. Like, he kind of like holds up and he was like, does this have anything? And I'm just like, no, it's just caramel and peanuts. And he's like, okay. And I was like, you can get some more. He's like, no, that's fine. And so while like after, like, you know, he told me that he can't have food coloring or something, his mom was like, or his sister, I don't know who it was, she was like, you can have stuff with food coloring tonight. It's Halloween. You can get, you know, whatever. So he was like, no, it's fine. So he took his little thing, little payday, and walked off. I was like, okay. Weird, but okay. Y'all, 2 hours later, this little boy come back because his granny lives like two houses up from me. So on his way back, I was still outside. I was like, hey, do you want some more candy? When I tell y'all, he's sprinting across my yard. And just start taking handfuls and handfuls and I was fine. I was like, yeah, take the bucket. Just take it. So whoever he was with, his mom or the sister, I don't know. She looks super young. She's really pretty too. But anyway, she was like, okay, that's enough. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That's enough. And she had to like grab his hand to stop him because he kept just grabbing candy. I was like, no, he could take it all. And she was like, you know, our granny or whatever just like already gave him like two bags of it. So he doesn't really need that. And plus, they were walking for 2 hours collecting candy. So I'm like, hell, no telling how much candy this kid got. He probably has like 5,000 pieces. So she was like, he doesn't really need that much. But I guess once he learned that he can have stuff with food coloring, he was just like, shit, let me go in. But it was just cute. I just thought that show was funny as hell. Because I'm like, he really grabbed one. And I was like, oh, okay. Like you really can have one. I was like, damn, I hope she don't beat you if you take more than one. It was really funny. But oh my gosh, look, my favorite costume, y'all. it was this little boy. He's like this little kid. He is so cute. And I usually see his parents walking, you know, with him and everything, like every evening. So he was Steph Curry. But look, this is the cutest little kid. I don't know. He's like 2 or 3. And he was driving in like a little fire truck, like a little motor car. So, like, he passed the house and his parents were like, okay, turn around, back up, you know, so you come get the candy. He was struggling to back up. It was so cute. Like, he was running over the curb and everything. It was so adorable. So I just like walked down to the street to meet them. So, you know, he got out the car. Showed me his little outfit. He looked so cute in his little jersey and everything. Had the shorts and the shoe. It was so cute. He was so adorable, y'all. So I'm like, okay, you know, what's your favorite candy and everything? And he kind of just sat there and he was like, I don't know. And so I was like, okay, well, pick whatever you want. And he took one piece. And I was like, you can get something else. So he took another piece. And I'm like, no, you can get more than that. I was like, just grab a handful. And he kind of just like was like, grab 2 pieces. So I was like, here, can I see your bucket? So he handed it to me and I said, look. And so I just grabbed it and I just start putting candy in his bucket. So I told him to do it. And it was so cute because when he tried to grab a handful, it was all like sticking between his fingers. His hands are so teeny tiny. It was so adorable. So he really only could grab like 2 pieces. I was like, you want some more? He's like, no, it's okay. And then he got back in his little car. It was so, oh y'all, he was so cute. It was adorable. So I had fun handing out the candy. That's like one of my favorite parts because I just like seeing the costumes and the kids. Like, they're always so excited that they get to dress up and everything. It was real adorable. But little Steph Curry, it was just so cute to me. I was like, wow, look at his little face and the hair. He is just so cute. But yeah, like, I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I had a great Halloween, as you can tell. It was really fun for me. I love the whole candy passing out stuff. Like, I don't know. It's just entertaining to watch these children. So, if y'all had, you know, anything fun going on, even if you didn't, even if you just want to tell me what movie you watch, let me know. Because I was trying to watch, what is that? The new Paranormal Activity movie that's on Paramount, I think, on Paramount Plus. I could not really watch it because, you know, I was obviously giving out candy, so I'm going to rewatch it. But so far, it was good. So, yeah, y'all let me know what y'all did for Halloween in the little comment section on Spotify, or you can leave me a message on Anchor, or you can just tweet me or message me on Instagram. All the links will be in the description box. Since it is November 1st, I just want to say happy holidays to everybody. Now y'all might get upset with me with this topic because some of y'all really, 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 truly do love Christmas. And don't get me wrong. Christmas is like one of my favorite holidays. I'm a big Christmas fan. I love the decorating, the parties, the food, the family, the fun, you know, the friends, all that stuff, the gifts, everything. But I just want to ask, is it too early to like start Christmas? And y'all probably like, what do you mean start Christmas? I mean, like, the music, the movies, all of it, the shopping. Now granted, holiday shopping, I don't know, because this year and even last year, I know they were warning, like, you know, you need to order early because of the panorama and all this stuff. But this year, literally last month, like, I want to say probably like the second week of October, they were talking about there's not a lot of ship dock workers, truck drivers, and all that stuff. So you need to order your stuff now, so it'll be here by Christmas to guarantee it. I get there's not a lot of workers. That is not something I'm trying to like disprove. But I know as somebody who worked in retail from the age of 16 to 22, I know they use tactics out the ass to get you to shop earlier, because that means the earlier you shop, that means you have longer until Christmas, so you'll continuously spend more money on Christmas. And I know they do. Retail's biggest season is the holiday season. That's no doubt. But I know from working in retail that September is when Christmas starts. I hated it. Granted, we didn't have to hear the music
until, like, you know, Black Friday, which is great. I know some places start doing that shit November 1st, which I can't. Oh. But yeah, but as of like Christmas, you're seeing everything Christmas. Yeah, you'll get like the fall stuff, the Halloween stuff, and the Christmas stuff all at once. And God, it is a lot to deal with. Well, I want to know, is it just too early? Because granted, not everybody has Thanksgiving outside of America, obviously. They might have a little holiday or something or two in between that we don't know about. But in general speaking, just Thanksgiving aside, because we're going to have a Thanksgiving little episode or whatever, but is it too early to start just shopping in person? Now, the online stuff, I get it. You might want to order early because there is a shortage of workers. I'm not denying that. But like going and just getting certain things, like maybe you're trying to get like the little blow up stuff. Is it too early to put your lights up? Is it too early to, you know, like put the little Snoopy and Woodstock little blow up thing out there, the snowman, the little lights that, you know, you stick in your yard or whatever that light up your driveway. They look like candy canes, you know, stuff like that. Is it too early? Now, for me, yes. Like I said, I worked retail from 16 to 22. So yes, the less I have to deal with it, the better. I'm not saying they like turned me off for Christmas because they didn't, because I love it. But I like to get through Thanksgiving first. Hell, like that's a whole thing in itself to deal with because of what comes with it, like money wise and setting up for people who are coming and shit like that, you know. I don't really ever holiday shop early. That's just never been me because once again, I said I was in retail. So it was one of those things that like, I was so tired of it already anyway, and the thought of just, like, shopping after I got off work drained me anyway. So, I didn't say I want to wait last minute. I probably just didn't start until, like, December. Maybe, like, the second week of December, if that. You know, so it wasn't really bad. I just had to find time, because once, like, November hits, I was a full-time person for years because I was like a supervisor at this one store that I hate, that I cannot stand to this day. So I was, you know, scheduling my little 8 hours or whatever, but sometimes them bitches turned to 12, 13, 14 hours. So yeah, I didn't have time anyway, so I just didn't want to do it. And where my store was, it was like just the mall area, like across from the mall. It was terrible, like the traffic. So I didn't want to do with that anyway. So that's why I didn't really shop early, because you would think like, oh, if you go earlier before all the, no, it's like once Halloween ends, the mall puts up their little lights and shit, it is on. Like people are losing their mind with Christmas shopping. So I just never did it. The first time I did it was last year. And I'm not saying I regret it because everyone was happy with what I got. It was a lot of money I spent. I spend a lot of money on myself, trust me, but I do that anyway. But as of shopping early wise, I did wind up spending more money because I did have more time to buy things and I would see different shits. Because like, just say, I'll be like, oh, I'm bored, let's go out to the mall. Or my mom be like, okay, well, let me go pick up some for your sister. And I went with her. I'm seeing shit I didn't see last week. One, because, you know, shit be all tore up everywhere because people are rummaging through it, or they might've got just something new in. And I'll get it. That's the problem. You see stuff because you keep going. Now, if I had just went and got what I had already bought and some ass at the house, I would have been fine. But, you know, I don't like sitting at home. Okay, I do like sitting at home, but I don't like it. I'm just one of them people. Like, if I'm not doing something at home, I need to go be doing something, you know. But I do love my bed. That's my spot. But I just feel like I ordered a lot last year, like, but if I just didn't go out, I probably wouldn't have bought as much. Now, granted, I did order a good amount on Amazon Prime. A lot of it was for my little stinky boys, my little babies. A couple stuff for my granny, maybe one or two things for like everyone else. But other than that, I don't think I really ordered much on there. Most of them went out and bought. The only thing that I had, I didn't have any issues with Amazon. I only had one issue, but that was with Ulta. But obviously, you know, I don't blame Ulta and I don't blame FedEx. I went into Ulta to buy like my mom this perfume because they were sold at the mall. And I saw a palette that I wanted. Now, this palette was so beautiful. I cannot remember what the hell it is at this time because I have so many. But it was sold out. And I was like, you know, I'll order it. No big deal. This is like December. I swear like December 5th. Like, I'm not even lying to you. When I ordered it online, it said December 17th. Okay, cool. When I tell y'all it did not get to my house until Christmas Eve at 8:30, I had forgot I ordered it. That's how long it took. And obviously, like, I'm not mad at them. Like, if it had came after Christmas, I would not have been pressed because it was for me. And it's just their makeup palette. Did I really need it? No. Did I use it? Yeah, I still use it to this day. I use it a lot, actually. It's one of my favorites. But, I mean, other than shopping early, like, I don't do that. So, except for last year. And I spent too much money. So, it is what it is. But far as Christmas movies, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, there was one Christmas movie that I watched last week because, look, okay, it had some actors in there that I liked and it was a new movie. I didn't even know it was coming on. I just so happened to, like, see a little preview of it and I was like, okay, and it was a Hallmark movie. It was like talking about Countdown to Christmas. I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's not even November at this point when it came on. It is October. I think it was, like, Friday, so that would be October 29th. Like, y'all, come on. But yeah, like, I watched it. I didn't watch that night. I think I probably, like, watched it, like, I think Saturday morning because I was out Friday night. So I just watched Saturday morning while I was, like, doing chores. That's the first and only Christmas movie I have seen since A Christmas Story last year on Christmas, you know, because it's 24 hours. Other than that, I ain't watched it. I don't do the stuff. I don't watch the stuff that come on in June, July, whatever. Hallmark be year-round, basically. I don't watch it. So, yeah, I just feel like everything is being pushed on us. And I get that, not, like I said, not everyone has Thanksgiving. So, they, you know, start the Christmas, like, little holiday, like, you know, November. But, like, movie-wise, oh, y'all are tripping because y'all are playing this shit in September. It still be hot. It ain't, like, it ain't even got cool yet. And y'all up here doing all that stuff. Why? We gonna watch y'all regardless. And it's like every other week, Hallmark put out a new Christmas movie. I'm like, Lord, I ain't even watching one from the week before. But whatever. That is them. They spend their money on the same little actors. That is fine. Let them make their coin some type of way because they obviously not making nowhere else. And for y'all come at me and be like, well, look, people be on Hallmark that don't have no career. I'm let y'all know that now. And if there is a big name in there, they are doing Hallmark a favor. I'm just saying. I could be in a damn Hallmark movie and then get a contract and make 17 of the same Christmas movies about me being a small town girl who went to the big city and now I got to come back to the small town for some reason because the town's going under and they need a business accountant or my family's going to lose their farm or, you know, something like that. So, yes, it'd be the same movie over and over and over. And most time with the same people. But, yes, like I said, they're pushing it on too early for everyone. Now, if you are big into Christmas and you like it, that is fine. I'm not judging you. I, like I said, because I worked retail for so long, I don't like having it just shoved in my face earlier and earlier every year. Like, that's not, for me, it's just not cool for me. Now, obviously, I can't help it if I go in a store, you know, and the shit's there. Like, it's not my store. I can't, like, I'm not going to go knock it down. Like, I'm not upset about it. I'm just like, but damn, it's only, you know, like September or something. And you already got, like, Santa Claus out. That's my problem. I'm like, you don't let us even
want to like start Christmas. I'm like, hell, it's Labor Day. I'm not thinking about that. Like, because, you know, Labor Day is like the first unofficial, or like it's the official, unofficial, whatever, end of summer holiday. I don't want to think about Santa Claus. Hell, I'm trying to be outside, like be in the streets or something before it starts getting chilly. No, y'all want to talk about Christmas. First of all, it don't even snow for real down here. So, I mean, I don't even, like, that's the thing. First of all, it don't even really get cold for real, at least where I am, until mid-December. Yeah, it starts getting chilly, but, like, the freezing temperatures don't hit until, like, mid-December anyway. So, I don't ever be like, oh, it's so cold, it's Christmas time, you know? Like, that's not how it is. Like, up north, y'all be having, like, snowing down, like, September. So, like, yeah, y'all be feeling the Christmas, like, weather atmosphere. We just don't down here. So, I just, for me, when it ain't even dropped below, like, 65, I'm just like, what y'all doing? Like, I don't be in a Christmas spirit. So, yeah, when it comes to holiday shopping early, I don't watch the movies. I ain't thinking about no gingerbread houses. I'm, to be honest, look, as of today, I'm not even thinking about Thanksgiving for real. Like, I need to be trying to figure out if my cousin's coming over this year or not. Like, I need to figure that out, but am I going to text them today? No. I'll probably text them in like a week or something. I don't know. Maybe 2 weeks. Whenever I feel like it. But yeah, like, I just don't do the holidays early. Like, I mean, like I said, last year I did it and I lost my mind. I spent all that money. Never again. Because I don't know why I did that. Like, I have stuff that I bought last year that I still haven't worn. Like, they're sitting there with tags on it. Like, that's how much stuff. Like, I still have a bag, like a Christmas bag sitting like the corner of my room with like a bunch of leggings and some shirts and stuff that are just sitting there. Like some t-shirts or something. I don't know. They're just in there. I just bought too much. Like, I lost my mind. Like, I don't even know if my mom wore all the stuff that I got her. That's what I'm like. I just bought stuff. Like, I just spent too much money. So, yes, just be warned that if you start Christmas shopping early, unless, like, you can budget yourself and you have self-control, then do it. I just know for me, and I know for a lot of people, that's what happens, and retail wants that. And, y'all, if the retail folks try to come at me, I don't give a fuck. Fuck y'all. Worked long enough for y'all for some bullshit-ass money and deal with the disrespect of customers? Oh, shit. And please, y'all, be nice to the fucking retail people, because they really have to deal with so fucking much. From their shitty-ass bosses yelling at them to push out and change stores so we can put Christmas up front so y'all can see it. Like, y'all ain't gonna walk to the back of the store. But we have to rearrange the whole store for y'all. Just for y'all to have a little funky attitude. Kiss my ass and kiss they ass, because y'all just are disrespectful as shit. Like, people really do need to work retail so they can see the abuse everybody goes through. So maybe they won't act like that. And please put y'all shit up where y'all found it. If you decide you don't want it, please go put it somewhere where it belongs. Like, don't just leave it in the middle of the floor. Do not just throw it on top of another rack. Because sometimes them departments are far as shit depending on where you work. And you're putting men's jeans on top of women's bras. Take the shit back, or at least take it to the section. Like, even if you don't put it back inside, at least take it to the damn department or give it to the fucking cashier. Like, I see it all the time, and especially like during Christmas, even though I don't work retail, like, it irritates me, because like, y'all could have just handed that to the cashier. Y'all leave shit, like, even in Walmart, people will like have eggs and then just leave them places, and I'm like, you could have took that back, or you could just gave it to the cashier. Y'all just gonna leave it over here in the toys. I don't know. It annoys me. I feel bad for the retail workers, because I know today they're just in there like hating their life. Because the holidays have started. And for me, the holidays have started too early. I don't envy anybody that works in retail. I feel so bad for y'all. I will be praying for y'all. But yeah, just let me know if y'all are into the early Christmas shopping, or if y'all are afraid that stuff isn't going to get here in time, so you're going to just go ahead and order it. Or if you're just like, fuck it, if it gets here, it gets here. Or, you know, like, oh, I'm not ordering online because, you know, Black Friday, they got some good sales. You just got to go out and deal with folks. Cyber Monday has pretty good sales, and you can sit in your bed in your PJs and do it. I know some places have already started early Black Friday things. I got emails about it. I don't need nothing. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't need shit. Not no more clothes. Okay, I take that back. I do need some. No, let me stop, because this is my thing. The clothes and bags and shoes that I get, you know, they cost a pretty little penny, you know. They cost a moolah. Besides me acting like I got Beyonce money and going buying shit that I had no business buying, I shop at Old Navy. That's about on the other store. If I do go somewhere, go to Forever 21, get something that's surprising. But yeah, I buy, as what y'all like to call the designer, you know, the designer brands. But if anybody want to buy me, some two-tone red bottoms that I had seen the other day, y'all can ask me for my address, and I probably won't give you my address. I'll probably give you my friend address, so then, you know, but put it in my name so it'll be here. There's some glittery red bottoms I've seen. If you want to buy them, just message me and I can tell you exactly which one I'm talking about. It'll make my day, my year. Merry Christmas to me and all that good stuff, you know. But yeah, like I said, I don't really need anything. So, like, my mama asked me what I want for Christmas. Baby girl, I don't know. I mean, you should be happy that I'm even, like, thinking about what the hell I'm going to do later today, because I don't. I just be here in the moment, you know. Like, while I'm recording this, my cousin asked, and I'm like, are we going to go to happy hour? Girl, I wasn't even thinking about that right now. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. I don't want to be here, but I definitely was not thinking about going to happy hour. I was thinking about, damn, what the hell am I going to, like, do when I get off work besides sleep? Probably not jack shit. So, yeah, I might go. But, yeah, like I said, I don't be thinking about, like, the holidays early. It get here when it get here. And if y'all get, look. Y'all lucky if I didn't bought y'all something. So if it's here under the tree when Christmas come, then you lucky, because I'm not shopping early this year. If I ordered anything, it might be from Amazon, and it's probably for my little boys, you know, since if Santa Claus not gonna bring that, you know, whatever, I'll get them something, because they obviously need something from their mother and not just Santa. But yeah, just let me know if, like I said, if it's too early for y'all, or if y'all are really into the Christmas, you know, spirit before, you know, you get out of Halloween. Because, I mean, hell, some people are like Halloween year round, people are Christmas year round. I am just here year round, going, you know, day by day. So yeah, let me know in the on Instagram or Twitter. Both of them are WAWTAT pod. There's also like a link tree description in the description box that has all the links. It also has my personal Twitter and Instagram. They're all in categories, so you can see it. It'll say like podcast links, personal links, podcast social media, all that. So if you go to my personal social media, there's also an email button that has the email for this one. So y'all can leave me questions, comments, concerns, whatever. But yeah, y'all feel free to talk to me. I'm not going to bite you. I would say unless you're into that. But at this point, I don't feel like biting nobody, because, you know, panorama is a thing. I ain't trying to catch nothing. You shouldn't be wanting strangers to bite you no way, unless you're trying to catch something. And then by all means, I don't know, do you? But yeah, I will see you next week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today? Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when I upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.